I know this might be a case of you already know the answer. You just want to hear it from someone else, but I'd really like to hear your thoughts on it. And I'm sure many other foreign dicks have thought about this and would benefit from your thoughts on the topic. I mean, look, there's nothing more important than parents who tell you what to do. How could you leave that behind for a country where they can't even be on the same, they're not even awake at the same time as you.
Yeah.
This is, where are you going to go to hear about how good of a Muslim you need to be? Or everything you're doing wrong with your life if you move to America.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely don't. Absolutely stay where you're at if you need it, since you need that kind of support from your parents. I don't know. What do you think, Sean?
I don't know. I have no opinion on the subject.
You have no opinion on that one?
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. Don't listen. You know, it's your life.
Yeah.
Come over if you want to come over.
Okay, let me see if...
don't cause any trouble.
Don't cause this.
Enough trouble. People causing trouble.
Who did I say? Who did I say should call in? Let me see if Mint is there.
Well, Mint's Alan's parents, or
Hey, Mint, are you there?
Oh yeah. Jesus. Sorry.
All right, let me see your. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Being an adult, you know.
Hmm. Oh yeah, is that what you're doing?
Interesting.
Yeah. My parents took care of a lot of stuff, so it's more or less just. Sorry, hold on.
Are you high?
No, I'm not high.
All right, I'm having a new rule: no more high chicks calling in.
Mm.
All right,
sorry,
well, finish
distracted.
Up.
Okay.
Finish up what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, I'm good now. Just Riley had to fix the mixer, so I'm good now. Okay,
okay.
So I've been with my family for a while. They've controlled a lot of the finances and such, even though I know how to do everything.
Yeah.
So
what do you mean? What do you mean they controlled you?
Okay, so they
You sent me these emails about them emailing the police about you to confiscate your car. They're pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
Here's the let me see if I'm reading these in order. Well,
I gotta know the reasons.
Yeah, please note that here was the most recent one. Also, it's in all caps. This is your parents sending you.
Yelling at Mint Salad.
Car title, car subject, car title and stolen car. Also, every dingle parent and Pastor Jimmy John agrees with us. You're a selfish, spoiled brat with no conscience. Nobody does this to their parents. Yoy should be ashamed. So many parents are on full tilt.
Yeah.
No, many typos. Please note. Please note that our 3 to 4 years of crazy shit with someone else, assume it's your sibling, has taught us not to take crap from kids. I mean, this is a parent screaming at you?
Yeah.
You've lost. If you're the parent, you lost your cool like this, you fucking lost.
Well, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that they don't take responsibility for much, do they?
You must think we're being harsh, but here we go with the caps again. But you certainly have acted like a jerk to us and you deserve the response. Oh, and then they've got a list of stuff that they're canceling on you, right? Last warning. I am turning off.
I'm reading a bottom one. That's so funny.
Last warning. I'm turning off health insurance and taking you off as a beneficiary tonight if you do not have the car here. Jesus Christ. Threaten to take your health insurance away?
I do want to hear the other side of this.
What kind of car is this?
She could be just terrible.
Yeah. How terrible?
Are you terrible?
I'm not terrible. No.
Okay.
I'm a good child.
Gonna need some proof.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. I'm 19, and I already have an associate's degree, so I'm good, I guess. They're proud of
smart
me
smart women
that.
Always bragging about their degrees and shit. Always.
Hey, I never said I was smart.
Yeah.
That's true. My family. So my brother, he was mentioned in the email.
Yeah.
He was actually, I would emphasize that he was the quote unquote fuck up, to put it lightly.
Yeah.
So they're worried that I'm going to turn out like him.
Yeah, but what did you do?
Essentially.
What did you do? Why are you getting your health insurance canceled?
So I drove to Idaho about a month ago. And I was going to go back to go back and spend Christmas with them.
What's what's the quick version of what you did? Then we'll get into the details.
Okay. So I went to Idaho. They spurged out. So I stopped talking to them. And then because I stopped talking to them, they were just sending me emails and messages escalating the situation.
All right. You're turning off your health insurance.
Why did they spurge out?
I'm also freezing all monetary support tonight. Oh, my God. Mom, number three, mom is calling the police and campus security tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to accomplish all nine items by the end of the week. Not a threat. Reality. Oh, it's not a threat. Mm-hmm. It's reality. I love that tag.
Yeah.
It's not a threat. It's a promise. Okay. Better start driving. Mom can drive you back. You are all caps again. You are causing all of this. You can end it or escalate it. Your choice, Dad.
No, your choice, Dad.
Dad.
Your choice, Dad.
You will have
love
to.
It's all in caps.
I'm not supporting you in any way after today. If the car is not home, what kind of car is this? Why is Dad so in love with his car?
Have you stolen a car? Is that what's going on?
No, no. They let me drive it for college and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why they want the car back now is because I have not been responding to them for at this point it was like 2 days, but I mean 2 weeks. But at when I last talked to them, it was a couple of days, and they were already demanding the car back.
Sure.
And
are they pissed that you broke up with your fiance? Is that it?
No, they don't know about him.
Oh,
they never knew about him.
Oh, jeez.
You got a lot going on over there, Miss Alex.
Why did they spurge out when you went to visit them for, the holidays or whatever?
Because they wanted me to go to them immediately for some reason. My mom was everybody goes to their parents for the holidays.
Yeah.
Everybody leaves immediately after finals are over. Everybody.
Yeah.
And it's like, She thought they would turn off the heat too. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Which, no, they won't.
Found the list. I found the list of those.
They
won't
because it can kill somebody.
Yeah. The nine items. Yeah.
Get ready for the next seven adjustments. Car taken away by police.
Uh-huh.
Insurance dropped.
Uh-huh.
All medical bills sent to you. If you don't pay, we drop you from medical insurance.
Okay.
Dropped from beneficiary to any inheritance. No,
That one's so funny. I can't even laugh.
Yeah.
Laughing on the inside.
No money
big
for anything,
time.
Including college. No support for anything. All bills will be sent to you. We're going to change the locks on the house, and you will not be welcomed here. We're going to press charges on the stolen car.
My mom changed the locks on her house.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
On you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you are familiar with this.
Yeah.
What should we say to them if we can get through to them? These parents.
You just say that there's probably a back door, sliding door that you can jimmy open really easily.
Should
you need to get back in the house?
We're going to press charges on the stolen car, and you're going to have a record. We are not dicking around with your BS. What we already did, got go off joint account. 2, cut off your phone. 3, changing all passwords. Is that for Netflix and stuff?
Yeah.
I really got you there. Not paying for your future phone bills, etc.
Number 5.
Everyone
number
thinks
5
you are
is etc.
Yeah, everyone thinks you are behaving
right?
Like an ass and lost your mind. No one supports.
Who's everyone?
Pastor Jimmy Johns, whatever his name was.
Oh.
No one supports what you did and continue to do. You continue to make this worse and worse. At some point soon, you will hit a point of no return. Again, these are not threats. This is reality, 100% caused by you. Dad! Oh, my God. It goes on and on.
Yeah, look how he signed that one.
Car back Sunday or the next 6 items go into effect. This is not a threat. This is a fact.
Fact.
Okay, this
signed,
must be...
Still pissed, Dad.
What I stated in these texts and emails were not threats. Threats are fake without true intent to follow through on them. That's what I think about Trump's shit. He threatens people all the time with shit that he doesn't do.
Mm-hmm.
How are you supposed to make... What is the point of threats if you're if you are going to do all of them. Does it make sense? Threats always have the potential of not being done. I intended to follow through. I already completed 4 out of 10. There's no threat involved, just facts. Are these step parents meant?
No, they're my adopted parents.
There's your adopted
parents. Also, I should explain.
Wait a minute, that makes a lot of... Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't have the car. I'm currently not in possession of the car. It's just in Idaho. I'm getting a new car. And they still want me to drive 11 hours.
Let them
hours.
Come pick it up on the side of the road somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, also, here's number 10. Also, I returned your Christmas presents and spent the money on myself. Smiley face. Merry Christmas,
oh
Dad.
Oh, my God.
What an asshole.
Super vindictive.
If you read the next paragraph with that, I think it's...
The odd part of this whole thing is that you cannot name one bad thing we ever did to you, and you repay us with evil.
Look,
we cannot figure it out.
So you're adopted.
Yes.
So you were a possession to them from day one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I mean,
wow, really?
No, honestly, like, I mean, not everybody has the best of intentions. Do you ever get the "we were good enough to"? You'll never live it down. Their burden of adopting you, and we put a roof over your head, and you—is any of this familiar?
Yes,
because I know adopted people.
You do?
Yeah.
Before the emails, he was texting me. The last time I talked to him,
we put our lives on hold for you,
and he said the exact same thing.
Really?
Yeah. He pulled that your adopted card on me.
I didn't ask you to.
Yeah.
All right, let's call them up. Do you want to DM me or their number?
Yeah, I did already.
Oh, you did already? Okay.
Yeah.
This is such a wonderfully bad idea.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, your dad on a business trip probably.
Mm.
I can probably use his name, right?
Yes.
Yeah, not his last name, obviously.
Yeah.
It's definitely a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what I want to ask this guy.
Well, if I know you, you'll come up with something.
Yeah, what is the point of all this? What are you doing?
Is this what you want?
I just want them to stop bugging me. Like, I stopped talking to them for a few days. Don't tell them where I am exactly everywhere. And they freak out and spurg on me.
You don't live with them.
No.
Yeah.
At this point, when this all started, I was in the college dorms. They retracted the money, so I essentially just moved out of the dorms anyways.
So they shut down the money. Mm-hmm. Money train's over. All right. I'm gonna call this number. Here we go. Bup up up. Can you hear that ringing, Mint?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Nothing. All right. Well, that's disappointing. I don't know. Probably just a big cock tease if we don't actually get a hold of the guy, right?
Yeah. Earlier, when I was at a car lot, she kept calling me and calling me over. She just kept calling me over Messenger. Were you just calling my dad's number or my mom?
Your dad.
Yeah, call my mom.
I don't know about calling your mom.
Yeah?
That's a little, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because dad's sending all these emails.
That's true.
Yeah. My mom's been messaging me, too. She's basically whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, what's her tone like compared to your dad?
So her tone is very much, my dad's very angry. She's also very angry, but in a weird passive-aggressive way.
Mm. I mean, I probably could have predicted that.
Yeah, she's definitely behind it all, too. Mm-hmm. Because I was on the phone with her.
Oh, I'm sure she is, but I'm not going to yell at your mom. All right, I'm going to wait. We'll wait for a little bit, listen to voicemails, and we'll call after that and see if he picks up. Otherwise, I think we're bummed.
Okay.
Okay, Mint. Thank you.